This is St. Paul writing to the Colossians. And the reason I want to focus on it is because it has a very appropriate lesson for the times that we live in. St. Paul writes, "You have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on a new self in the image of its creator." In short, St. Paul points out that because of your baptism, you should really contemplate and accept that you are a child of God. See, this tears down any of the divisions, and he lists the divisions that are out there. There's Greeks and Jews, barbarian and Scythian, slave and free. Everyone no longer has to kind of divide because they can now identify with something deeper, something that goes deeper than their practices, their thoughts, and their feelings. However, what we see is people ignoring this truth. And nowadays, we see people kind of hung up on categories and labels. So first, I actually want to discuss how people identify themselves and how that can cause division. And then second, how to put on the new self in Christ, which, with this image, is helpful, it's clarifying, and it's reparative. So to begin, in order to put on a new self, we actually have to reject labels that divide. You see, humans have always tried to place themselves and other people into categories throughout history. You see, St. Paul rejoiced because those divisions could be torn down because of the unity centered on Christ. However, what we're seeing in our day and age is a return to the man-made labels. In 2022, if you have certain experiences or ideas, society teaches you that you have to completely define everything else about yourself based upon certain things. In short, your core identity is no longer being a beloved son or daughter of God, but now people split themselves up based upon what you feel and what you think. So what's the harm in that? Well, for starters, it causes the exact same division that St. Paul states we should be free from. Once again, people are dividing in anger and splintering in disagreements. And one of the worst results is that Christianity is being rejected even before it gets an honest investigation from people. This happens because the world says that the label that you have, that label has to hate Jesus, so don't even look into it. Labels can even affect Christians themselves. I consistently encounter people who categorize themselves as not good enough, too shameful, or not holy enough to have a prayer life. The end result is kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy that if they think coming close to Jesus is for holy Catholics, then they're not that, and so they won't come close to him. In summary, St. Paul urges us to reject kind of self-imposed definitions in order to end division and get to know who we actually are. Pushing yourselves or others into categories draws kind of dividing lines, leads to hating our enemies, and maybe even keeps us from the things that would help us draw closer to Jesus. In short, that is our first point. The labeling can harm us and keep us from knowing our true self and knowing Jesus. So our second point is, how can I free myself from all of that and then put on the new self, my identity as beloved son or daughter of God? I would say that you have to begin by identifying if any of this is true to you. It's actually a good prayer to ask the Lord, have I placed myself into a category that kind of limits the truth that I'm a beloved child of God? Too often I hear people call themselves either bad Catholics or too far gone. They tell themselves things like, well, I don't pray now, so I'm not good enough to start praying. Or, I have a past that doesn't really fit in with what I think good people are, so I'll just kind of stay away from the church events. Do you see how these titles actually make you defeated before you even start? These are just variations of the lie that you have to get good enough for God's love before you can even approach Jesus. But it's like that cliche, I don't know if you've heard this one before, it's like you believe the lie that I have to lose weight before joining the gym, You see, that doesn't make any sense. Romans 5:8 says this: Jesus came into the world when we humans were still far gone, still sinners. We didn't have to get good enough for Christ to step in. He stepped right into the thick of it, right into our messes. So in order to dislodge any harmful identities with yourself, you first have to be okay with coming closer to Jesus right here, right now, wherever you are in your life. So that means, one, maybe look into a prayer routine. Ask a priest, what does a prayer routine look like? How to pray? Second, maybe examine some of the groups or events that we're going to have here at Martyrs and try it out. Because these things are going to be the sources where you can truly experience your deeper identity as beloved child of God. The next thing is to know the benefits of putting on the new self. I've kind of hinted at it over and over here, but let's make it clear. When at your heart, you know and understand that your primary identity as beloved child of God, it's going to free you. Instead of constantly beating yourself up for not being good enough, or if you're constantly on edge because if someone disagrees with you, then everything's going to fall apart, that identity can give you peace. Child of God is a title given by God that should give us confidence to live in this world, but be free from needing to be approved by it. Faith gives you the ability to know what actually matters in this world. On all those people that get obsessed with labels and groups and divisions, you can kind of have a little laugh at it, because in the end, none of that really matters. Overall, this evening's meditation was from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. You have taken off the old self and have put on the new self in the image of the Creator. So pray the rest of this Mass, kind of searching your heart. Have you believed any categories that you put yourself into that might be keeping you from Christ or the Christian community? Or maybe even ask for the grace to be aware of, are there other people kind of suffering with this label? How can I be more inviting to them? When you first know that you are a child of God, it can be so relieving and inspiring rather than a burdensome category that people use on themselves or others. This evening, pray the rest of the Mass. Know the truth. Cast off the old self to live in freedom with the fact that you are a beloved child of God. Make yourself into this new person.